Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode's going to be Grand Ole Opry. Original air date's July 15th, 1950. We've got Red Foley, Minnie Pearl, and Rod Brasfield in this episode.
It's Grand Ole Opry time!
With Rod Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, and starring Red Foley.
Oh, wake up in the morning with my head on the floor, where I left it Saturday night. Making up my mind to never sin no more, start my Sunday right. Oh, the bells are ringing and dinging and danging, get along, they're chiming and beat. Gonna hurry to the meeting before the shot begins on a Sunday down in Tennessee. Oh, brother, take me by the hand. I'll lead you to the promised land. The gals are like a honeysuckle vine. Just keep clinging all the time. Early in the evening when the sun goes down by the weeping willow tree, I get a great big kiss from a little miss on a Sunday down in Tennessee. Let's go, people. Take me by the hand, I'll lead you to the promised land. The gals are like a honey sugar vine. Just keep clinging all the time. Early in the evening when the sun goes down by the weeping willow tree, I get a great big kiss from a little miss on a Sunday down in Tennessee. I'm gonna walk that aisle with my head up high. Look that a parson right in the eye. Shouting hallelujah till the day I die on Sunday. Sunday down in Tennessee.
Owen Law's answer for the blues, Rod Brasfield. Yes, sir. With you.
Well, thank you, man. Mark Stick's house.
Donkey Shane.
Howdy, Mr. Foley.
Howdy, Roger.
My net, this shirt Nashville sure is getting to be a funny town, ain't it?
Now, wait a minute. What do you mean, Rodney?
Well, I was standing down here on Church Street a little while ago, just standing there like a human being, minding everybody's business but mine. And I got sleepy looking up at all them tall buildings, and all of a sudden I yawned and gasped a couple of times there, and the feller walked up and mailed a letter in my mouth.
Yeah, and if you don't mind, I'd love to get my letter back. I forgot to put stamps on it.
Barnett, it's my uncle's house. Oh! Now look, now that you're here visiting me... You got to do something on the radio.
How's that?
Couldn't hear it thunder. Bind me. Now that you're here visiting me, you got to do something on the radio.
Oh.
How about singing a song, huh?
Song?
Yeah, song.
Rodney, I don't know but two songs. One's a doxology and the other ain't.
Well, what is your other song?
How's that?
Well, I'll just pick one. I said, what is your other song, Uncle Si?
Boy, it's a good one.
Yeah?
Yep. I learned it back in 1917.
Sure does.
Yes, sir. It's called Mademoiselle from Armentieres. Boy, it's got some verses in it that won't quit.
Well, never mind, never mind. Now, that's all right. I don't think maybe you better sing. I don't think. Maybe me and you better tell a funny joke. I know one we can use.
One what?
A joke.
A joke?
Yeah.
Is it a good one?
Oh, it's a dandy.
Maybe you better use it, Rodney.
Why?
Well, I'm just a visiting and you're on here regular. You better use it.
Now, don't get smart, Uncle Zipe. I'll slap a fire out of you. Now, look here. Here's a joke. Let's tell a joke, Uncle Zipe. Look, you say to me, I got a goat down at my house.
Got a what?
A goat.
Goat?
Goat.
Got no goat?
Well, you can get one, can't you?
What for? For the gag. I don't think Aunt Sap would let me keep a goat in the house just for a gag, bro. Rodney?
Huh?
I know where there's a bunch of goats.
No, Uncle Sipe, not a bunch of goats. You mean, herd of goats.
How's that? What'd you say?
Shut up! A herd of goats.
Oh.
A herd of goats.
Oh, yeah, I heard them.
Uncle Sipe, herd of what?
Herd of goats?
You have?
Yeah.
I'm going to slap you down in a minute. All we want is just one little teeny weeny beat up little bitty goat. Just one goat.
About how big?
Oh, my. Look, Uncle Sipe, I'd say, well, what difference does it make how big it is?
I don't care.
Look, Uncle Sipe, it's just for the joke. It's a joke.
A joke?
Yeah, it's a joke.
Oh, I thought you were talking about goats.
Look, Uncle Sipe, you just say to me, I got a goat at my house.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm telling you, you can go. No! I ain't got no goat. I mean, I'm on. Oh, Slitter. Look, Uncle Sipe, here's what you say, and then here's what I'll say. I'll say, I got a goat at my house, ain't got no nose. Then you say, how do he smell? Then I'll say, not so bad, but he's just a young goat.
Hey, pardon me, Rod. pardon me. Just a minute, Rod. Look, we got to go.
Howdy, Mr. Foley.
All right, we got to go on with the show. Look, we got to go on with the show here, and I'm glad you're visiting us, Uncle Sipe. Say, if any of Rod's kin folks, are welcome up here. Tell me, Uncle Sipe, are there any more down in Hohenwald like Rod here?
We got a goat down at our house.
Oh, no! Not now, Uncle Sipe.
No.
You know, the way this ride cuts up here on the show, I just wonder if you had any trouble with him at home.
Oh, he don't smell so bad, but he gets the nice.
Wally Fowler with his famous Oak Ridge Quartet, and they're singing Eyes in His Care.
Oh, well, one day as I was walking in the town, Lord's Road, the Spirit spoke unto me, Lord, and filled my heart with joy. One day as I was walking in the town, Lord's Road, I do thank God, eyes in His care. Boss eyes in his care, hey Lord, he in my Savior's care. No limit, boss eyes in his care, eyes in his care. Great Lord, and he's got his arms all around me, no evil in the
world can harm me. Because now I do thank God I's in his care.
Well, oh, Daniel, he was a good man.
Lord, and he prayed till I'm day. The angels opened up the windows. Lord, he said, "Dear my Dan, that
say.
Oh, Daniel, he was a good man.
Lord, and he prayed till I'm day.
Simply, I do thank God I's in his care.
No limit to your boss eyes in his care.
Hey, Lord, he in my Savior's care.
No limit to your boss
eyes in his care.
Eyes in his care.
Jesus got his arms all around me. No evil in the world can harm me.
Because now
I do thank God I's in his care.
Of simple praise and faith we've chosen for tonight is one that our papas and mamas sung long before us. Will the circle be unbroken? I was standing by my window on one cold and cloudy day when I saw them first come rolling for to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Lord, I told that undertaker, please drive slow, for this lady you are hauling. Lord, I hate to see her go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Folks, here he is, Roy Akers.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, friends.
Roy, let me see, I was going to read your line there. I know you're the kind of guy that'd rather sing than eat.
Yep, and I'd rather sing than talk too.
Well, that's what we wanted to hear you say. And here's Roy Acuff, along with his Smoky Mountain Boys, singing The Waltz of the Wind.
You were there in my arms, alone in the moonlight. The trees played the waltz of the wind. It was there that I knew I'd love you forever. We danced to the waltz of the wind. The stars up above you looked down in your eyes and told me the night would never end. Now I'm dreaming of you till we meet tomorrow and dance to the waltz of the wind. You were there in my arms. The trees played the waltz of the wind. It was there that I knew I'd love you forever. We danced to the waltz of the wind. The stars up above you looked down in your eyes and told me the night would never end. Now I'm dreaming of you till we meet tomorrow and dance to the waltz of the wind.
That's fine. And tell your boys not to stray off after the pretty gals, because you've got to give us another a little later on. Besides, if they have an eye for beauty, well, here she is, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy! I'm just proud to be here. This here dress that I've got on is 5 year old, this year. That ain't no story, neither. That's true. Red Foley says he thinks it looks pretty good for the shape it's on. Oh, of course, I don't wear it too much as long as I've got Hezzy. That there's my feller's Hezzy. Y'all ain't never heard tell of him, have you? I'll tell you about him if you ain't careful. Well, that feller of mine, says it, sometimes he gets so affectionate with me. Just last night he was just pinching my cheek and tweaking my nose. Wasn't that sweet? It hurts, though. He uses a pair of pliers. Come over last night, and we was just sitting there on the double settee in the front room, me by him and him by me. Well, I just kind of turned the lights kind of low, and we was just sitting there, and finally, well, Hezzy says, Minnie Pearl, can I ask you an important question? And I said, the answer's yes. And you know what he asked me? He says, Minnie Pearl, can I look behind the cushions and see if anybody's lost any loose change? Well, the brother has finally went into business for himself. And one thing about brother, he never fails at nothing he tries. He never tries nothing. This time we think, though, he's going to be a success. You know how long brother's hair gets, you know, way down over his eyes? Well, his brother finally decided to cut his hair. Gonna keep cutting it until he gets enough to make a mattress. I guess so. I was the biggest news in Grindy Fitch this week. I had him a picture in the New York Times. I did. Oh, I was so proud. Folks that seen it says I looked kind of scared and flustered. I probably was. When they took the picture, the camera and my garter snapped at the same time. That embarrassed me to tell that. I oughtn't to said it ought to read. That's the way I don't care for nothing looks like. Well, Uncle Nabob, he was there at the picture station. And just to be friendly, he offered the photograph a feller a dab of his corn squeezing. And the feller said, no, thank you. No, sir. Why don't you know that stuff's slow poison? And Uncle Nabob said, well, that's all right. I ain't in no hurry. Bye now, see you.
Well, sir, I know you folks have never heard the steel guitar played on the harmonica, but tonight you're going to hear it. Wayne Rainey playing a mighty difficult piece to play on the harp, and that is the steel guitar rag. Wayne, come on, boy, let's go.
Thank you.
bird can't fly on one wing. At least that's what they tell me. So naturally, we can't go on just one song for my guest and friend, Roy Acuff. Roy says his second song will be his famous recorded version of Thank God.
Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God.
There's a road that's straight and narrow that the saints have traveled on, paved with all the tribulations of the martyrs that have gone. If you're grateful for their victory and for showing us the way, then give thanks for all your blessings. Get on your knees and pray.
Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God.
Be forgiving to the wayward, like the Master told us to, when he said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. They would change their way of living if they could but understand. So remember, they're your brothers, they need your helping hand.
Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God.
Well, Roy, we hope you'll make another date with us real soon. I'd like to sing one here that's called My Hang My Head and Cry. Every time I see her passing by, all I do is hang my head and cry. And I can't forget her though I try. All I do is hang my head and cry. Oh, I know not how to ease my mind since she left a world of love behind. Every time I see her passing by, all I do is hang my head and cry. Pride, oh pride, what have I done? You have made me lose my only one. Now each time I see her passing by, all I do is hang my head and cry.
For now, but we'll be back again next week with another Grand Old Opry.
Is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.